This is Senator Al Simpson. Congress is once again trying to sidestep a regulation that it likes to impose on those in the private sector and local governments, the Americans with Disabilities Act. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, the Senate passed the Americans with Disabilities Act this fall. Led by Iowa's able Senator Chuck Grassley, the Senate plan also requires the Congress itself to comply with the requirements of the bill. Novel. Congress has a way of exempting itself from many of the laws that it creates, but in this case, although the cost will be high, Congress must strive to make its own offices accessible to the handicapped. I sense some legislative monkey business over there in the House side on this one, Ted. There's talk that the House could omit this portion of the proposal, leaving our handicapped vulnerable to discrimination and apathy toward their plight at the congressional level. The battle ain't over yet, Ted. Ready to work with me to urge those liberal Democrat pals to run their own House just like they lay it on the poor citizens?
Al, I'll agree with you that Congress too often fails to practice what it preaches. It's wrong for us to impose burdensome requirements on the rest of the country and then refuse to accept them for ourselves. This time, Al, your sources are misinformed. The House is working in good faith to meet the goal of subjecting Congress to all the key provisions of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Congress should be fully accessible to those with disabilities, and we should comply with the same restrictions prohibiting job bias and other unfair discrimination against the disabled. The only issue, Al, is the mechanism for enforcing these requirements. It's a legitimate question under our system of separation of powers whether congressional offices should be hauled before executive branch agency or federal courts. As long as effective remedies are established to make sure that that law is vigorously enforced, the rights will be guaranteed, the disabled will be protected, and Congress will have to obey the law. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.